Yes, that is a very reworked version of Hotel California, delivered there by the Gypsy Kings. And that we are going to use to set our stage for our chat. As I mentioned a few moments ago, we have some special guests joining us here in the studio, and we are getting to shine a light on a place, if you don't know about, you are going to want to know about, The Hive. So we're going to fill you in, but first let me give a big welcome to Kaylee and Robert from The Hive. Hello. Very glad to have you both here in the igloo.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm learning before we got on the air that they're penguin lovers and music listeners and kind of really digging being here in the studio.
Yeah, this is very fun.
I remember the very first time I walked into the studio probably to visit Bo and was just like, it just felt so magical in there. So you've got your own magic you have created at The Hive. So I'm going to let you guys give an introduction to everybody out there about what The Hive is, this phenomenal boutique hotel downtown. I guess with that, Kaylee, I'll let you take the lead and give everybody some background.
Yeah, so The Hive is, it's an all suite. There's 14 of them, boutique hotel on 2nd and Red Cross. So it's awesome location between Brooklyn Arts and Front Street. And yeah, they're absolutely beautiful. Each one is uniquely decorated, full kitchens, amazing beds, spa-like showers. I mean, it's just a really, really cool space.
And everybody out there, they've got a beautiful website, thehivewilmington.com. They're on Instagram and Facebook. Go take a look at some of the pictures. I mean, it is really, it's almost like you don't even want to go and use anything in there because it's like an art installation almost.
Yes, we have most people when we open the door, they're like, this is like cooler than my actual house. So we get a lot of that, which is extremely exciting.
And you had some help, I guess, in designing, doing the design work and decorating there, right?
Yes, I wish that we could take credit for it. Robert did actually help some, but Robin Herzog was our local designer. She's one of the owners of Mana.
Right.
And she just has an absolutely amazing vision, for sure.
It is pretty cool. And Robert, I guess this is a building you've owned for a long time, and this is kind of its new incarnation. Talk a little bit about how this all evolved.
Yeah, I bought this building a long time ago when I came to Wilmington. The community college was not yet there. We were renting to, I guess, students and had a different vision for it, so we started upgrading it and fell into the Airbnb world early and eventually turned all the suites into Airbnb-type suites. And then Hurricane Florence came along and took off the roof of the building and gave us a fresh look.
and a
fresh
whole
opportunity
and a fresh new mission.
We were given lemons, we made lemonade.
Right, so you did evolve it from these sort of this Airbnb into a full hotel, taking the whole all of the grounds and making it one unified mission.
Well, in today's world, Airbnb and hotels are kind of a smudged line. We do rent through Airbnb and VRBO and HomeAway, but all the other hotel companies that you find online, they're called OTAs. They also now allow you to rent vacation rentals and or hotel rooms through their sites. And so we try to find our market and wherever the market is.
Gotcha. And just a little bit of background. I guess you two have known each other for a while, but we're not in hospitality really for quite some time. What kind of prompted the shift?
You know, we've known each other for a while. We worked on some app development about 8 years ago, and then he kind of re-engaged me when the roof was taken off the building. He knew that, you know, we had done branding together and we'd done some other projects and just wanted me to come together with him and, you know, let's make something really cool and something hyper local. And so, yeah, we re-engaged at that point and made the shift towards hospitality. And, you know, under construction, which was, you know, obviously a long process, we spent a lot of time on technology. So how do we do the contactless check-in? How do we do the, you know, automatic codes and all the, you know, all the unique things that the guests get when they're there? We really put our heads together and spent time on that while our builder, Eric Davis of Bound Group, did his work. And while Robin was doing the, you know, the decorating mastermind.
And what is it like to see? And again, for everybody out there, you've got to go online to start to get even a glimpse of what I'm talking about and looking at the pictures of these rooms and the decorating. What is it like to see this idea that started in your heads out in the real world come to fruition as beautifully as it has. What does that feel like for you?
I mean, I honestly, I think it's just, it's so exciting. Like one of my favorite things to do is to give tours of this space. And I know, Kim, we invited you to come by at some point. We just love, like, you know, unlocking the door and people just, their mouths drop and they're like, oh my gosh. One of the biggest misconceptions, I think, is they see pictures of these beautiful living rooms and they think it's a lobby. And we're like, no, this is behind your door. This amazing little living space with this, you know, the cowskin rug and the leather couch. This is all, this is behind your door for you to stay. And so I think it's just the reveal to me is what's so exciting.
And for me, it's just because we're so small, we try to have very personalized service with all our guests. So it's not uncommon for Kaylee or I to be running to Kilwins to go buy chocolate strawberries and pick up some champagne for a guest that's celebrating their 17th anniversary or their wedding. So that's something that we do a lot of, and it's really just nice to have that contact with people coming in to, you know, have a great experience, and we really want to help them have that great experience.
Robert definitely, he has gotten some husbands some major brownie points because they're like, oh my gosh, you thought of me, flowers, chocolate, strawberries. And meanwhile, you know, Robert had run to the store and got it for them and made them look really good.
And that is something you're not going to find if you're staying in a normal, bigger chain hotel. You will not even, that's not even remotely an option.
Absolutely, yep.
So that is something that really distinguishes you guys. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that and expound on how you guys, really how it all works, especially in COVID times.
Mm-hmm.
You really were kind of set up that way before COVID even hit. So we're going to go back and go into that a little bit more, but we'll take a little musical interlude. If you're just joining us or listening, tuning in, it's Kaylee O'Connor and Robert Rosenberg. They are the co-owners of The Hive Wilmington, a beautiful boutique hotel right in downtown. And we're going to talk a little bit more. It's called The Hive, and very appropriately, we've got the Stones up for you now, singing about buzzing all around that hive here on the Penguin. That is the Stones, King Bee, buzzing all around that hive. A perfect little segue song for us as we are chatting with Kaylee and Robert of The Hive. If you don't know about The Hive Wilmington, you need to be looking it up right now, making your plans, especially if you've not been able to travel, you know, lately. You just want to maybe have a little staycation in town. This will be an experience for you. So we're going to continue chatting with Kaylee and Robert about The Hive. 14 suites, boutique hotel. What's one of your great branding taglines? Out in the world, in for the night. Of course, if I go down there, I may not want to leave the room because it's so beautiful there. I mean, truly artfully decorated. We're going to touch just a minute. We were talking about how their technical backgrounds really had you create this setup without the lobby. It's already COVID friendly before COVID. Those were things I guess you were doing to sort of simplify the experience for your guests, kind of mainstream and make it a little easier. Talk about that a little bit and how it kind of ties in to the current COVID times.
Yeah. So we really made the conscious decision to use technology, make it easier to manage and maintain, but also just trying to be progressive, knowing that most people these days are really relying on technology anyways. So basically when a guest books, they automatically, the locks get coded. So they're able to check in that day with their specific code that they were texted. And then while they're there, we just have virtual concierge service. So they can send us an easy message, ask us, where's the great place to go to eat? Can you bring me more coffee, more towels? And so that's all just done through technology. They also get like a guidebook that, you know, for out of town guests, so they know what's happening around Wilmington. And yeah, most people, I mean, they absolutely love it. It's just very simple. It takes them just 1 minute to check in. And
right.
Yeah, once they're in there, they're loving it.
1 minute to check in. So no hassles and waiting around in lobbies, which of course, even before COVID wasn't exactly fun. But now nobody wants, obviously that's not even happening.
Yeah.
So this is very COVID friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to re-highlight one thing we've kind of touched on, but, you know, your business cards say sleep with a local. You know, this is a locally owned boutique hotel, not a chain, nothing corporate about it. The money is all staying right here in our community with folks that live and work right here in our community. So I just think that is tremendously important to point out. Mm-hmm. And that's why you get this extended, personalized experience, it sounds like.
Yeah, and Kaylee and I are always looking to find new ways of creating experiences. We've been working with some local restaurant partners, and I guess in the next week or two, maybe sooner, we'll be releasing a special dinner option because people do have limited choices going out. I'll let Kaylee tell you about that.
Yeah, so we have full kitchens in the suites, which, again, is something I think especially important during COVID times. But we're in talks with Ben Knight of Benny's Big Time, mm-hmm. and he has kind of hand-curated some dinner kits. So guests during the pre-check-in process, they can order their dinner kit, and when they check into the suite, there is chocolate gelato in the freezer. There is all the pre-measured ingredients to make this amazing pasta called bucatini alla Nerano, which is, Ben told us is actually one of Tom Hanks's favorite pastas, which is just a funny little tidbit. we're just testing that, seeing how people feel. And, that plus the, flowers for your wife, and they're going to be very happy little date night in your little hive away from home.
No kidding. My mouth dropped just listening. That is such a great idea with Benny's Big Time and have the dinner kit there.
Yeah, all you have to do is boil pasta and throw it together, salad, bread, gelato, the whole thing. So it's amazing.
Any of those special occasions coming up, birthdays, anniversaries, the holidays, just need a change of scenery, all of the above, mm-hmm. You can do at the Hive. And then there's a really unique list of amenities, too, that you guys have there in the rooms. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so every guest within the suite, they have a basket of just complimentary snacks. So, just goodies that maybe you wouldn't indulge on otherwise.
And Robert, you said, and what kind of snacks? Snacks you want to eat.
Yeah, snacks that I would want for myself or Kaylee would want. So we really took a lot of time to find stuff that we would really enjoy and hope you enjoy.
Yeah, and then we have, a couple cold beverages in the fridge that are for you to enjoy. Reverse osmosis, taps with reusable water bottles.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner there. I mean, I haven't heard of that anywhere. I mean, where do you go to a hotel and you don't have to drink plastic bottled water?
Yep.
That you can have reverse osmosis water room.
And then we have Pura smart diffusers. So basically, like, we've almost created a five-sense experience. So you walk in, you have the cowskin rugs, you have the soft blankets, the luxury linens. It's obviously beautiful to look at. The touch, I mean, everything. Like, texture everywhere. The smell, the smart diffuser. So we've got these diffusers that are plugged just into outlets that are just kind of releasing these really great scents.
With essential oils and non-chemical.
Yeah, exactly. And then the taste. Obviously, the complimentary snacks. And then, add the Benny's dinner kit. And it's, you're looking at a really great stay.
Just impressive. The Hive. I'm delighted to discover the Hive and share it with everybody else out there. The Hive is downtown 505 North 2nd Street in downtown near Edward Teach in that North 4th mm-hmm. District, not far from the forthcoming venue. It's going to be a great place to book if you're wanting to go hole up for a weekend or a night for some of the shows that are going to be coming downtown. Again, it's truly divine, but I know you've wanted to make the point, too. It may sound like it's super expensive. I mean, it is higher end, but for the experience you get, you're going to probably get more than what you'd pay for a comparable, higher end hotel, but you get a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people look at our pictures on Instagram and they just assume that they're going to be priced out, but we intentionally competitively price ourselves. We want, especially because we're new, we want people to enjoy it, and sure. We get a whole lot of just pride and pleasure out of the reviews where people just say, oh my gosh, like when I opened the door, I didn't know this is what I was getting. And so we would much rather people be pleasantly surprised than to feel like they paid, an arm and a leg and they don't feel they got the value.
Right, right. I mean, my jaw drops and I have not even seen it in person yet. Just listening to you, just seeing the pictures on your website and my jaw, I can't wait to come for the tour.
Yeah.
I'm coming. If you didn't catch all that, we will have it posted online for you. It's Kaylee O'Connor and Robert Rosenberg. They are the co-owners of the Hive Boutique Hotel. You've just got to go online and take a look and go ahead and book your room, book your suite. What a full, comprehensive sensory experience. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to both of you on what you've created. And thanks for giving something so good to our community.
You're welcome.
All right. We will keep things rolling right along for you right after this here with the Penguin.